This is Ted Kennedy. Will Senator Al Simpson join me in asking the Reagan administration to sign the International Treaty Against Torture? In a moment, we'll find out on Face Off. Al, in 1984, the United Nations proposed an international treaty outlawing torture and other forms of cruel and inhuman punishment. Since then, 66 nations around the world have subscribed to the treaty, but Uncle Sam has not, even though our diplomats were deeply involved in drafting the treaty at the United Nations. I know it's hard for you to think about more than one treaty at a time, Al, and INF deserves the priority it's getting. But the Reagan administration obviously needs a push to get its act together on the treaty against torture, and you're just the person that President Reagan might listen to. Almost all our allies have already signed up, Al. The administration's delay in subscribing to the treaty has become an international embarrassment. If we're not against torture, Al, what are we against?
Well, now, Ted, if you really want to talk about forms of torture, let's talk about your continuing yammering and hammering of the administration. The subject changes, the tone never does. The United Nations adopted the Convention Against Torture near the end of 1984. My count only shows that over 20 countries have actually ratified the treaty, Ted. Others, like the United States, do embrace the concept. But are we taking a very close look at the fine print? The convention defines torture and provides that those nations who ratify the agreement must faithfully prosecute or extradite those in violation of its provisions. We do have our own laws in the United States, Ted, and some of those laws may well be affected by the convention. We had best take a good tough look at that before ratifying a treaty that may have wholly unintended consequences. The real embarrassment, Ted, would be to simply and blindly ratify an agreement we have not studied carefully. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the War on Drugs. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.